The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father has promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with the power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. The Gospel of the Lord.
The source of all life, all love, and all light. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Had to do a double take. I heard little Cecily over there saying, "Daddy, Daddy." I'm like, "Is that my child?" I'm like, "No, she's in church school now. She is 4 and a half. So isn't it great to hear the sounds of children, though? It's such a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we're wrapping up the school year, and it's not happening soon enough, at least according to Ellie, our acolyte. Long Meadow schools are going all the way till June 20-something. So in Ohio, we would be done by the end of May. So I understand your yearning for the school year to be over. But this time of year usually reminds me of field day. Do you remember doing field day toward the end of the school year? And there's a lot happening on field day. There's beanbag races, there are baseball games happening, Foursquare, you name it. And one of my personal favorites, of course, was the relay races, and where you would have a baton and you would have to pass it on to somebody else. And it was really a game that required individuals to do their part, and then it was a collective game as well, because it took the whole team to get that baton down to the end of the race, right? It's a wonderful, wonderful game. And every link of the chain matters. You need to have everybody do their part to make it a reality. It's a group effort. And did you know that God is also all about the relay race? God has a relay race as well. Let me explain. When it comes to God's interaction with humanity and with all creation, God passes on the baton from one person of the Trinity to the next. God the Father passes the baton to Jesus, God in human flesh, who dwells with the people. He forms the community of the disciples as a teacher. He feeds the hungry, and he frees the oppressed as the liberator. He shows us how to serve and then gives his life. That's what Jesus does when he has the baton. After he spends some time with his disciples after his resurrection, it's time for Jesus to move on. And he doesn't move on to the next town, that's what he typically does in his ministry. He spends some time in one place and then he moves on. But this time, he's really, really moving on. He is moving up to heaven. He's going back to God the Father to be at God the Father's right hand. As noted in today's Acts passage and Gospel passage, Jesus gathers his disciples before he's beamed up. He offers them some parting words. He energizes them to continue his work that he started. He blesses them, and then he starts to ascend up to heaven. He wants to do some serious cloud surfing before he makes it to his throne. So that's what he's doing. And it says that the disciples are just looking at him. The disciples are probably, as they stare at him, some are probably sad, some are probably baffled, some are probably hopeless. All of them are in a state that is not conducive to moving Jesus' mission forward. Jesus says, on your mark, get set, go. The disciples, they don't go. They stay and they stare. That's what they do. And in the Acts passage, two men dressed in white robes respond to the disciples' passive gazing. They say, men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Let me translate. In essence, they are saying, stop wasting your time. Jesus gave you something to do. There's good news to be spread. There are people to liberate, heal, and feed. Go make the world better as Jesus made the world better. I like my translation better. What do you think? What is happening here is that Jesus is trying to pass the baton to his disciples, the baton that he received from God the Father. He's about ready to pass it to the disciples and then to the whole church. But we get a slow motion account of passing the baton. It doesn't get completely passed or transferred until a few days later when the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, arrives. But it's at the ascension, when Jesus is being beamed up, that the process of passing of the baton starts. The ascension plan begins. The succession plan begins. Instead of anointing and relying on just one person to carry out the vision of God, the Holy Spirit collectively empowers the disciples and then the whole church, including us, throughout the ages to make God's mission come to life. We, the people of God in this time and in this place, we have the baton now. It is our turn and our responsibility in God's race to run with it. And it takes all of us to carry it. God is counting on us to share our story of faith with the next generation. God is counting on us to be the light for people when they experience the dark and lonely places of life. God is counting on us to give a slightly different vision of the world that people are used to, that it's not all about corruption and destruction. God is counting on us to make decisions right now at St. Andrew's to ensure that we are a healthy and vibrant congregation for the next generation. We have the baton, and we're running with it. At the Easter Vigil, we lit this candle here. It's known as the Paschal candle, and it reminds us of Christ's physical presence among us. And it's a custom in the wider church on the Feast of the Ascension, the feast day that we're celebrating today, to extinguish the candle because the physical presence of Christ is in heaven in essence. So we're going to honor that custom today. We're going to extinguish this candle. But before we do that, we're going to light our individual candles from it because the baton has been passed. The light has been given to us to shine. So I invite you to pull out your handheld candle, and if you don't have one, our very faithful ushers have the basket ready to go. Who needs a handheld candle? And in the transept, there's a basket on the last pew, if anybody over there needs one. And you know what, Crystal and Kelly, I need one. I thought I brought one forward, but I didn't. Thank you. And as we pass the light, first of all, a little housekeeping item, keep the lit candle upright. The sexton will thank you. You know why. And the unlit candle goes into the lit candle. And as the person is lighting his candle, the person whose candle is already lit, you simply say, pass on the light of Christ. Pass on the light of Christ, all right? So I'm going to start over here. Pass on the light of Christ. Pass on the light of Christ. So together, my friends, we are God's mission. And I have some questions for you to reflect on this week as we try to live out the Feast of the Ascension in our daily lives. How do I participate in advancing God's mission through the ministries of the church? How much do I prioritize ensuring that the church will be healthy and vital enough to pass on to the next generation? And lastly, what excites me about my spiritual journey that motivates me to share my experience of God with others? So friends, let's continue to reflect the light of God with our lives. Amen.